ABC.
If you've been listening to the program this year, you would have heard Andrew Daniels, who's gone off to help set up the V8 supercars after running the Adelaide Oval. He said, yeah, we're going to have roadworks from August because you've got to rebuild the track. The impression was, don't worry about it, folks. We're going to be able to manage this. And it follows the Illuminate road closures. So if you live on the eastern side of town, it's a real pain. But Alex Hyde is an Adelaide City Councillor and they got a briefing on this last night. What was your impression?
There are a few moving parts to it. There are a few things that stand out, though. One is that they're going to be increasing the built form on the parkland, being the pit, and that needs to increase by about 1.3 square kilometres. But probably the standout is that its total time to set up and pack down is going to be 5 months, which is a serious amount of time. And so that's a concern. And most of that disruption is in the occupation of particular parks and parkland. But then on top of that, we're going to be seeing longer road closures either side of the event. Not huge increases necessarily, but it's a couple of days before and a couple of days after. We're talking about some primary arterial roads here. So Wakefield, Bartels, Hutt. And we think that's going to be quite disruptive.
That increased built form on the parklands, can you run those figures by us again?
Yeah, so 1.3 square kilometres for the pit is going to be the increase.
Is that an extra 1.3 square kilometres bigger than what used to be there when we had the car race?
Correct, bigger than what's currently there.
Yep. Okay. Nick Percat, he's a Holden Supercars driver. Nick, there's clearly a lot of concern in the eastern suburbs, and you can understand why, can't you?
I've got to cut you off straight away. And you guys didn't even know the correct increase in the footprint of concrete around the track. You're talking about 5 months of closure when it's not 5 months of closure. You guys are so short-minded sometimes in South Australia. This event injects $45 million into the economy and you're worried about missing out on one weekend. It's not 5 months of road closures. They start working there 5 months out because the event has not been there for a few years.
Yeah.
Then they have to resurface some roads, which happens every day because roads deteriorate.
Yeah.
Racetrack deteriorates. You guys are just missing the big picture of putting South Australia on the map again. Tail and Bend serves its purpose and it does not inject anything like this event does.
But Nick, there will be 5 months of disruption.
It's like you guys are just so short-sighted. It's unbelievable. And the guy you've had on preaching all these facts didn't even know what he was talking about, honestly. Just be happy that you're going to have a major event back in South Australia injecting money into the state.
So people shouldn't talk about it, and if they're upset, they should just go away.
No, but just open your eyes. Like, every other state is getting on with it and wants big events coming through. And then we have Adelaide still pushing back. It's infuriating, honestly.